Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabay. Anabay is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to Dish Nation. What are we talking about today?
Yeah. From splits to babies, we're keeping up with the Kardashians.
Oh, yay. And the country singer comes out as gay.
Oh, is he single, honey? Plus, is there trouble in paradise between A-Rod and J-Lo?
Ooh, baby. Listen, we have so much to talk about today. But first, Head Crack, tell us what you got.
Well, it looks like Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are headed to Rap City, no basement, and they, it's happening very slowly. Reportedly, Kim, Ye are no longer speaking to each other. And get this, man. While Kim was on vacation, Kanye took the opportunity to move his 500 pairs of sneakers out of the crib. Now, Kim posted this pic wearing the Yeezy Crocs, as the streets have affectionately called them, and fans are figuring that this is a dig at him, you know, since he moved his shoes.
Wow. It kind of confused me. I actually thought that meant that they were still kind of entangled because she was advertising his shoes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But before I could click off the picture, I was like, well, it is her baby daddy. So at the end of the day, support him because then the money comes to the kid.
When I saw the Crocs on her feet, I thought it was like a little coded message to Kanye going, and I will always love you.
But let's just say, if y'all was moving out of your ex's house, what would be the first thing that you would take out of it?
All of my Charger squares.
Shoes.
All of them.
Yeah.
All the Chargers.
The Charger squares?
Yes.
That's petty.
You take all your toiletries out. You don't take no damn shoes out. You take your
toiletries
ain't got no
big enough statement, Gary.
No, I would think I would take all my lingerie.
If you want to be really petty, you take the whole toilet.
Take the whole thing,
okay? Well, y'all, from one Kardashian couple to another, Kim's sister Khloe is talking about having more kids with Tristan Thompson, y'all.
Yikes. Okay.
Ooh, it all goes down in a new clip for the upcoming final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And the conversation, let's just say, it's a little awkward.
In my head, when I was going to have kids, I never, ever imagined having an only child. And especially being on quarantine with her, I felt bad. Like, she had no friends. She had nobody. And it was because, you know, they were isolated even from each other for so long. I don't know, True's getting older, and I just feel like it's now time to have another kid.
Yep. I like to hear.
You listen, I get that at the end of the day, she wants to have another kid by the same guy she had her first baby with, but I do feel like they've been too much. They've had too much happen to just have a baby. Like,
man,
they need to build back up the relationship first. Because she's going to be forever confused.
Right.
They had better writers last season.
This is Black History Month. He's sitting there looking like a damn fool. Oh, because she said, because I wanted to have another baby. You got a damn son with another woman. What about that baby? That means your daughter has a brother. Hell.
Well, Gary, yeah. Look at the bright side. They're trying to make another black person.
True got 96 cousins.
Yeah.
So you're talking about bringing another baby in the world. You haven't even established that he can move to Cleveland or wherever he's at without cheating again.
Boston?
I think this is a big mistake.
Right. Give it some time. Give it some time.
Congratulations are in order for singer TJ Osborne for living in his truth, y'all. The 36-year-old singer who's part of the country duo Brothers Osborne came out publicly to Time Magazine. Bravo to him. Congratulations, buddy.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Congrats.
Yeah, Gary, make some noise, baby. He's now reportedly the only out gay country singer signed to a major label. I guess Lil Nas X isn't considered country anymore. Okay. And he has the complete support of his brother and bandmate, John Osborne.
They never considered him.
Right. His brother said, "If I had to have all the money and success erased for my brother to be truly fulfilled in life, I wouldn't even think about it. Not for a second." Wow. Okay. Congratulations
that
to
is
TJ.
So amazing.
It's beautiful.
I think that this is so absolutely lovely. And the fact that he's with his brother, because being in a genre where people aren't openly gay, you are by yourself out there. And I think the fact that he's got his brother with him, that support from your family is everything. So I love it that he's supported. Yeah. And he's and they're popular too.
I like this, but I feel like at the end of the day, like, yes, it's great that he's able to come out and be open, but go ahead and really shock the genre. Go ahead and sing a song about your boyfriend. Go ahead and let men be in the videos.
I think that would be the demise of their group. You know, it's like do it a little bit.
Yeah.
Let people get used to it. Then do some more.
Ease it in, baby.
People, live
That's
your
too
life,
much.
Man.
Did A-Rod cheat on J-Lo? Apparently, there have been romance rumors involving Southern Charm star Madison LaCroix and baseball superstar Alex Rodriguez. Madison told reporters that she and A-Rod, who we all know is currently engaged to J-Lo, have spoken on the phone but never met in person. So, Madison said, "He's never physically cheated on his fiance with me. We would just randomly talk on the phone from time to time. He's just an acquaintance." Okay, so Portia, you noticed that Madison said physically cheat. So is she hinting that something else happened? What do you think?
Listen, I feel like cheating is anything you would do behind your spouse's back or person's back they wouldn't like.
That she
and
don't know.
I know that J-Lo is so invested in this man. They live together. Her kids are there with him.
Yes.
His kids are there with her. And I just feel like this is super irresponsible of him to even have a female friend like this. I'm not saying that it was more than platonic, but I feel like when you have a female friend and the lines can be crossed, don't do that. Don't do that to J-Lo. That's not right.
Head Crack, how do you think this is looking for A-Rod? And what would you do if you were him, Head Crack?
You know, A-Rod, repeat after me. Fui hackeado. Fui hackeado. I was hacked. That's what you need to say, A-Rod. Because, like, listen, it's not looking good for you out here, homie.
Well, guys, speaking of love affairs, Ashton Kutcher may want to keep his eyes on his wife, Mila Kunis. What? Mila Kunis. Yeah, my mouth is tired. Okay.
Well, speaking of love
affairs, Ashton Kutcher. Hey, calm down.
What you been sucking on?
Oh, no, baby.
A microphone, okay.
How tired is it, Portia?
All right, well, speaking of Ashton Kutcher, he may want to keep his eyes on his wife, Mila Kunis, because apparently she is cheating on him, y'all.
No!
What?
Stop
with
it.
The number one show, Bridgerton. Yes. So during a recent interview on the Today Show, Mila revealed that Ashton woke up one night while she was watching the show in a hilarious fashion. Check it out.
He's dead asleep, wakes up in the peak of the fifth episode, and this is TMI for morning. But, like, he literally goes like this, goes, "Are you watching a porno?"
Like, I didn't know what was going on. I was like, is there somebody else in the bed? Like, it was terrifying.
I can totally relate.
All right. Yeah.
Listen, Chewy, that show is very, very kinky towards the end, okay?
Yes.
So I wanted to ask you, Chewy, have you ever been in a situation where you've been caught, you know, watching something a little pornish?
Yes, many times. I'm a maniac. I actually got caught a lot when I was a
maniac.
When I was a teenager. No, it wasn't,
what,
Gary.
Chewy? Oh. Where my phone at? Hold on. That's me calling, Chewy. That's me calling you. Answer the phone. Wow. You're a maniac.
But if you ever do anything like that in your adult life, just make sure your laptop isn't connected to the Bluetooth surround sound you have connected throughout the house.
Up next, y'all, find out why Khloe Kardashian is in the hot seat for using an emoji. We'll explain. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Oh, Chewy, look who we got. We finally are reunited with Heidi and Frank. Hey, guys.
That's right.
Missed you.
Big hug all around. Sherry, I want you to know that Khloe Kardashian is getting dragged on social media. Khloe used the, you know, the face plant emoji where you're just like, oh.
Like that one?
So mine I use as a white girl with blonde hair. Well, apparently she used the darker complexion woman emoji on Twitter, which is the emoji that a lot of people refer to as the black girl emoji.
Oh.
And now members of the Twitter sphere are upset with her because they feel like she should have used the white woman emoji because she's, in fact, a white woman.
Blackout. Uh-huh.
Well, maybe she did find out that O.J. Simpson is her dad.
Frank, you went there. I think we need to end the show. Microphone dropped. Okay, Frank, now that you went there, all right.
Why not?
The fans were ruthless when commenting about this. One straight up wrote, Khloe, you're not black. And then someone else wrote, so is that emoji your skin color? I mean, I'm just asking for a stranger. I mean, damn.
Maybe a little true. Got a hold of mommy's phone. You know, sometimes, like, here, play with the phone. I don't, here, just play. And so maybe little True was like, Maybe she was like,
maybe that
I'm
happened.
Just trying to let Khloe off the hook. I don't know.
Okay, it's time for a long distance smash.
What do you got? Yeah. We got.
I got Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. He has scored big time in the love department. It has been confirmed he is dating Big Little Lies star Shailene Woodley.
Ooh, yes. I'm not mad at that.
Well, the two are letting love get in the way of their, you know, demanding careers. Rumor has it that Aaron was very, very focused. He's probably going to be MVP this year of the NFL. Mm. Very focused this season and spent most of his time in Wisconsin while Shailene was on set in Montreal for work. And they are keeping their love life pretty low key. And a source chimed in and said they are both focused on their careers, but they also make time for each other.
I love this. Yeah, I like Shailene Woodley, so I'm kind of happy.
Me too.
I did a movie with Olivia Munn when she was dating Aaron Rodgers, and I remember how difficult it was, for them to. It was a Ride Along 2, I think. And it was really difficult for them to get together. The long distance thing was very hard.
It's tough, though, Sherry, because what happens is with women who get involved with these sports players, if that team loses, it's like, you know what? You know why the Packers didn't go to the Super Bowl? Because he's not focused. He's with Shane. And then Shailene Woodley gets blamed. Olivia Munn gets blamed Patrick gets blamed. Because it's like, if they don't win, it's because he's not focused on the game.
Aaron Rodgers is a veteran of the NFL for many years. I think he's extremely professional. He's a great athlete. He knows how to separate the two. You know, his relationships are his relationships. And when he's on the field, he's working.
They didn't win because they kicked that damn field goal when they needed a touchdown.
That long-distance relationship thing, I think it's good because you get to miss the person, and the sex is so amazing. I'm just saying because a friend told me.
And I could see Shailene being wanting to be like all up under Aaron Rodgers, you know what I'm saying? Because he is a Packer. Mm-hmm. You know?
I just heard, Chewy, that he is a Packer.
and he has good insurance.
Yes, he does. Up next, Atlanta's going to tell you what Barack Obama thought about Michelle Obama's drip during the inauguration. Ooh, we're going to tell you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Looks like our forever president, Barack Obama, decided to do a drive-by Zoom surprise for Mahogany Books. Very smart brothers book club. Now, of course, Barack was asked what he thought about his wife's inauguration look, which went viral. And this is what he had to say. Check it out.
I don't know what it is about y'all with Michelle and her belts. I asked Michelle about it at dinner the other night. I said, listen, baby, you are gorgeous. I you know, I understand completely why you are a fashion icon, but I said, was your hair different? Because it didn't look that different.
I love it.
He's so cool.
Is he not the most likable guy on the planet? Like, I mean, because, like, that's how a regular person would have answered, too.
You know what I like about him? He's just as clueless as anybody else's husband. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, how dare you not understand that them tresses was legendary on that day? Like, he didn't even, he was like, honey, oh, you change your hair? Yes, it was epic. You know,
never ask a man what his wife is wearing or her hair because they can't put their finger on it, but they know it looked good.
We'll be like, the shirt looks good, the pant looks great. You look great. Let's go. Let's go. Let's get in the car. Yeah, come on. We got to go. We got to be there.
No specifics.
All he knows is that when he walks with Michelle, nobody's looking at him for real. Like, I legit thought she was walking with Biden. I never looked over there. I was obsessed.
You me neither. She looks so amazing.
Because if you actually look twice at Obama, he had swag when he was walking in, but your focus was on Michelle. He had a swag, but that belt and that hair flip that Michelle had that withstood every condition of weather, we just took it.
Yes.
Well, moving on, y'all know what it's time for. First Trending with the Stars. Portia, you know we had to dedicate this to you. You knew the time was coming, girl. And I was on your Instagram page scrolling through, and I couldn't help but notice you was out there serving all kinds of sexy for your Pampered by Portia photo shoot. So are you trying to get a boy's heart attack, Portia? Is that what you're trying to do?
Oh. I'm trying to get a boy's and a girl's heart attack, okay? Okay, everybody, get your heart machine ready. Boom, boom.
And you make people want to get up in them sheets.
Yes, between the sheets. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about.
I thought it was a little bit too seductive. She has a child that's going to see this video as she grows older. That was just too much going on.
Guess what, Gary? And guess what? On Valentine's Day, nobody spends that with their kid, okay? You spend it with your boo.
Yeah. PJ was there and she actually threw the roses. Like, she was a part of the shoot, too.
Okay, guys, I got a deal for y'all. Meet your new personal assistant and health coach, the Empower Fit Pro smartwatch with interchangeable band set. This deal includes one watch with three bands, blue, black, pink, and a charging dock. It also has a health and activity function to track your heart rate, blood pressure, calorie intake, and a pedometer, and more. Plus, it's comfortable enough to wear at night as it tracks your sleeping habits. Wow.
Ooh, you got my attention, honey, Brad. Keep talking.
Well, Gary, you can also receive incoming calls and message notifications, and there's a remote camera shutter, a phone location tracker, and an alarm.
And it's waterproof. So, how much, Brad?
Well, Headcrack, usually this smartwatch has been seen as high as $130. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $39. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next was Leonardo DiCaprio so obsessed with his movie Titanic that he did this. We'll tell you after the break. He just went overboard.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. All right, Flipping Out's interior designer Megan Weaver was spilling some tea about Leonardo DiCaprio while she was on the Behind the Velvet Rope podcast. Megan said one time back in the 90s, Leo's mom let her stay at Leo's beach house, and when she walked in, everything was decorated Titanic. He had Titanic towels, Titanic posters, robes, Titanic everything. Megan said it was fun, and she's not sure he would do that today, and this was probably done by his mom. I kind of agree, yeah.
You know what you could not find in that beach house? Not one headboard.
Right.
I think it's so cool that his mama loves him so much that she wanted to put everything on the wall. And it's, you know, with moms, it's never enough.
My mom has decorated my old bedroom and all pictures of me and my ex-boyfriend.
That's really? No, she did not.
Uh-huh. No. My mom made my old bedroom the new office. So
she didn't care at all.
Didn't give a damn.
Oh, gosh.
Like, in your house, do you have pictures of yourself, like, from Dish Nation and at work?
I've been accused of being a little braggy about Dish Nation. I mean, I do wear this sandwich board around town when I get off work. Nothing to see here. Oh, yeah, I'm Frank from that show.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities.
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America.
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.